Do the tough things first.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline. Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, and today's guest host.
My name is Paul Moore, and I worked with Ray for 16 years. I started as an engineer and ascended to Technology Research and Development Director. Ray and I developed a great relationship during those years, and I regard those years as some of the best years of my professional career. I believe you will learn as much from Ray's book, Tough Things First, as I learned by working with Ray. Ray, you sent me a text today. It said, how about we talk about what's a good lifestyle?
You know, all of us want to live a good life. And to do that, there's certain things that are known that we should do, like go to bed early, get up early, eat a good breakfast, exercise, and all that. So in continuing that thought, what do you see is the kind of the optimal time to go to bed, the optimal time to get up? Not that this works for everybody, but what's feeling in your mind, what do you consider a good lifestyle? What's a good lifestyle to you?
For me, I'm up and down with the sun. So my body works in a way that if the sun's starting to go down, I start getting tired. If the sun comes up, I start hearing critters and I start waking up. So exercising is one thing. I am punished by my body if I don't exercise. It's almost like I become depressed. So those are kind of health sides of life. And then the other thing is I try to be kind to people. And then when I'm not, I don't feel good. I don't feel like I'm living a good life. So those are kind of simple ones I think everybody can agree to. Take care of your body and be kind.
How about the way you eat? Is there something about the way you eat that might
Have sugar, if I have a donut, I look at donuts, man, donuts are good. But if I have a donut, it's going to be horrible on me. I will be miserable. So I don't eat donuts. And in general, I avoid really big bursts of sugar because it's really tough on me. So that's another way. And again, that's more of a health thing.
What's interesting, breakfast typically or historically has always been a meal that you eat more sugar or that you have sweeter type of foods. Not so much in some of the European countries, but here that's what we do. And it kind of goes back to the early days, when pioneers, working out in the fields and
finally somebody says it. Yes, I agree.
You've been, 10 hours between meals or maybe longer. And so you need something to kind of kickstart your day, especially if you're going to get out there and work the timber or work the fields. You need that burst of energy. You need that adrenaline. And so it's become tradition that we eat a very sweet, sugary breakfast. If you note the kinds of things we have, pancakes and bacon and which is again has a lot of sugar, waffles or donuts, these sorts of things are
syrup,
yep, or
toast, orange juice,
yep, apple juice, and when we eat toast with jam and jellies on them, so that's again the view is that we need that kick to get going in the morning and that extra adrenaline. And we believe that eating a sweet or sugary meal kickstarts us to get us going for the day. So that's another interesting tradition that we have that's not necessarily the way it is today, especially for those of us who work in offices. We don't have that physical demand that that they did back in the times of the early pioneers, as you would, or early
farmers,
right?
Farmers' breakfast. Holy moly!
Exactly. So the saying goes that you should, what's the saying, eat like a pauper for breakfast, eat like a queen for lunch, and eat like a king for dinner is the exact opposite, I guess, is this. Eat like a king for breakfast, a queen for lunch, and a pauper for dinner or something like that. So there is a need to change the way we eat so that we get a proper balance depending upon the demand, physical demand of our bodies. So eating the right kind of foods, you know, lots of fruits and vegetables are good. And so, as you said, exercising is good. So those are the kind of healthy lifestyles that we should have. Stay away from sugary drinks, you know, soda pop and such a thing is another thing we should stay away from.
Yep, gave that up.
So living a healthy life or having a good lifestyle means we treat our bodies properly, that we do get the proper rest, 8 hours, 10 hours, whatever we need. So I think 7 hours, depending upon your age. Make sure you have a good exercise and good healthy eating. That's, I think those are the important things that we should focus on. And then exercise. I think exercise is extremely important. And I think that's one of the things that's hard for people to do, is to get up and have a regular routine of exercising. What's your thoughts?
I agree, 100%. Gave up soda, gave up, and I tried, I'm really bad about going to the movie theater, having too much popcorn, but I'm backing off of that. It's really interesting. It's taken me 49 years to understand my body better, but, and it's changing. So, I agree with you. Exercise, you know, like I said before, exercise, eat right, be kind. It's amazing how far those three simple principles go.
I'd like to dive into another subject real quick regarding that. I have a friend that's in his 90s now. He's his early 90s, but this individual was extremely active when he was younger. You know, water surfing and riding bikes and playing tennis and all these sort of things. He did it religiously. But as soon as he got into his late 80s and early 90s, he just stopped doing it. And I asked him, I said, "You've been so active all your life. Why did you slow down?" He says, "Wait till you get to my age. You're going to slow down too." So I'm not there yet. So I'm just wondering. I mean, I'm not too many years off from that that's going to be an issue. So, you know, my advice is, or my thinking is if you can push yourself, even if you get into your late 80s and early 90s, you can, and keep your mind active, I think you can have a good life. So for those of you who want to age gracefully, keep this lifestyle up that Paul and I have been talking about, even when you get into your late 80s and 90s, and your quality of life will be good.
I like it, Ray. Good ending.
Well, thanks for joining me today, Paul. I really enjoyed this conversation.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.